So I know this year you want to get into more sports ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I bring this up because it's a big story in my life today.
Okay.
And it's a huge story in my son's life. It's a huge story for the whole state that we're in. So 2 years ago, our quarterback to our football team, that's the main guy in the football team, got fired.
What? What?
Yeah, so they fired him. Cam Newton.
How'd he get fired? That's a big deal.
He was hurt for like a whole year, mm-hmm. and he does cost a lot of money, and it was a bunch of stuff. They wanted to start from scratch, get a younger guy, get him in here. But the whole town felt like you ripped our heart out of our chest.
Right.
Because we were behind this guy for 10 years. Okay. You know, we saw him. He took us to a Super Bowl. I mean, he was the guy. Cam for Thanksgiving would spend millions of dollars and feed the homeless for Thanksgiving. Oh, very nice. He was Santa Claus to all the kids in Charlotte. I mean, mm-hmm. he took a lot on his shoulders when he was here. That he did for the community. So the Panthers turned around, fired him. So he didn't have a job. He's like, oh shit, I'm done.
How do you fire a guy who took you to the Super Bowl? Why'd they fire him?
They wanted to start with somebody new.
Okay.
They wanted to get a young guy out of college and maybe he'll take us for the next 10 years.
God, nobody has job security these days.
No. And so Cam took it he took it pretty hard. He worked his ass off, got in the best shape he was ever in. He did these videos where he was throwing footballs with his feet or whatever. I mean, just, you know, an amazing quarterback. He got signed to New England. So he mm-hmm. went up there for a year. He didn't do real great. He didn't do bad, but he didn't do great.
Okay.
So then New England fired him.
Oh.
So here we're talking about a 30-year-old guy who has no job now.
Right.
And nobody is signing them.
This is sad.
It's sad. I mean, it really is. So, because he's a really good guy and a really good quarterback, and we loved him here. So, we lost our quarterback this past week. He had a shoulder issue. Mm-hmm. So, he's going to be out for a month.
Right.
So, the football team was rumored to be talking to Cam to bring him back to Charlotte.
Whoa.
And then, but half the people were like, never going to happen. He ain't coming back. There's no way. You got fired.
Right.
You know, and it wasn't a nice firing. It was fuck off, get out.
Right. Oof.
Yeah. And the whole town was like, I mean, we had photos of this guy in the side of buildings. I mean, he was the god of Charlotte.
Right.
And then we fired him. He had to leave. So today it was announced that they signed him back.
What?
He is coming back to Charlotte.
Just for the month while this other dude is out?
No, for the year, for the rest, because there's 8 more games left. So I can't imagine what they said to him to get him to come back. But
we have a job, you're unemployed. Great.
No, we have a job and we'll offer you $10 million to come back for 8 games.
That's what they're paying him?
$4.5 million is guaranteed. And then with bonuses and all that, he could get up to $10 million for 8 games.
Whoa, that's amazing. So, okay, I don't feel bad for him anymore.
So this week he can't play because he's still got to get worked into the team and, you know, they have to do all that. But the next game he's going to play, our old coach is going to be coming to town with his new football team, and Cam's going to be in Charlotte and coming out of that gate for the first time.
Wow.
And it's going to be, people are just going to cry. I mean, I've never seen a team bring somebody back after you fired them and dragged them through the dirt like that and then turn around and say, yeah, you can come back.
That's an amazing story, especially because you know that social media probably had a lot to say about it. And, you know, people are going to be eating their words now because that's a hard thing. Like, do you go back to a job that you know you can rock and you know that, you know, you like the people, you know, your teammates, whatever, but the higher ups. That's a thing that's tough. It's like, so I'm going to come back and make these assholes money, these terrible people, but they're paying him. They're paying him a lot of money. That's the thing. You say it with cash, it's worth going back.
Well, and I was looking at Twitter this morning and Tepper was trending, and Tepper is the owner of the football team.
Okay.
So his name was trending early this morning. So people, the rumors were starting to fly. So everybody in town was like, what's going on? Is Cam coming back? And then it broke. And Brandon about had a heart attack.
Your son.
My son. Yeah. Because Cam to him is really the only quarterback he's known. And he's loved the Panthers since he was born. So for him to come back, it's like, you know, Santa Claus is coming home. So
right.
The Panthers put out this video today for Cam. Coming home, I'm coming home. And tell the world. What you got to know is Cam, when he was here, he got into a bad accident where they flipped his car over. He was in the hospital and he won't take the hospital bracelet off because it reminds him. So that's part of his video.
Oh, they're showing him in the hospital. Cam Newton released. You left out the part that he's handsome.
Yeah, so that's what the whole two states are going through today.
That's an amazing story. I mean, I can't, first of all, the idea that you get fired so publicly, and I don't know why they had to fire him in a negative way. Like, why they have to be dicks about it? Why couldn't they just be like, look, you know, you're not winning us anything. We're going to try something new. Sorry, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, what, you know, why leave on bad terms?
Yeah. But, and it was one of those things. He was the face of the franchise.
Right.
So when you watched the game, you thought of him. And for him to come back now when we need him the most, and his first game is going to be at home playing against his old coach who fired him.
Right.
This town's going to go insane when this happens.
Yeah. Everyone, it's funny. Everybody's already posting like memes and GIFs about it and stuff like that. People look like people. Some people are very upset about it. Most people are happy about it, but there are a few people that are like, you know, what the hell, dude? Like, I don't know why they'd be upset.
Yeah, I don't know why. Just because you want somebody better or what? I don't know. But as far as this household is concerned, we're ecstatic about this. We couldn't be happier.
Yeah. Well, for the most part, it looks like Twitter's pretty happy about it. So
good.
I know you don't really care what Twitter has to say, but you know.
No, FYI. No. This morning, from 8 o'clock on, I was refreshing Twitter every 5 minutes. Because I knew if Tepper was, that's the great thing about Twitter. When something is trending and it makes no sense why it's trending, then it's either good or bad. So for Tepper, why the hell would that be trending? He's the owner's name. So why is he trending in Twitter? People are starting this rumor going on.
Right.
And people started the hashtag bring Cam home. So I think social media had a big part in this.
You think? I don't think so. I mean, they probably look at social media, but I don't think that like the owners were going, now we really need a quarterback. This is the best guy. Should we do it? I don't know. Let's check Twitter. I doubt that happened.
Well, I mean, I think somebody walks in and goes, hey, by the way, you guys, bring Cam home is trending.
Yeah, no, it just, listen, you know, they're already planning on doing it. That kind of gives them the, okay, yeah, we're making a good decision here. Obviously, the fans are supporting this. But it's the NFL. They're going to do what they're going to do. Listen, I can give you a million reasons why the NFL does not really care about their fans. They only care about their fans' money. So I think they made the decision that was best for them. And they know how people in North Carolina and South Carolina feel about him. It's no, you know, it's not a secret.
Well, I mean, the ticket sales were not great. I mean, it's been really hard to get people back in the stadium after we went through COVID and we went through all this. They're not selling the jerseys. They're not packing the stadium like they used to. Now,
Well, this should do it.
Now, forget about it.